Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in a rut, going around in circles, and not making any progress in life? Maybe you're struggling with a habit or addiction that you just can't seem to break free from, or perhaps you're feeling trapped in a dead-end job or relationship. Whatever it is, it can be frustrating and discouraging to feel like you're not making any forward progress in life. But the good news is that you don't have to stay stuck in the same place forever. In fact, God wants you to break free from the things that are holding you back so that you can move forward into the future that He has for you. Today's message is titled, Halt the Circles, and we'll be looking at God's plans for our lives and how to break free from the circles of frustration and move forward in faith. May the Lord bless you as you listen. Again, the topic is, Halt the Circles, and our Bible text is from Deuteronomy chapter 2 verses 2 to 3.
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verses 2 to 3, And the Lord spoke to me, saying, You have gone round long enough, now turn north.
In his book, The 5 AM Club, Robin Sharma tells a story about an elephant that had been tied to a small tree with a rope. The elephant was tied up for so long that it became conditioned to believe it couldn't break free from the rope. One day, a trainer came by and saw the elephant struggling to break free. The trainer realized that the elephant had outgrown the rope, long ago but didn't realize its own strength. The trainer then removed the rope, and the elephant was finally free. Many of us have been tied down by the ropes of our past experiences, failures, and limitations. We may have been conditioned to believe that we can't achieve our goals or that we're not good enough. But the truth is, like the elephant, we have outgrown those ropes. It's time to break free and step into the fullness of who we were meant to be. Our Bible text today in Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3 says, You have gone round long enough. Now turn north. This verse was spoken by God to the Israelites, who had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They had been going in circles, experiencing delay, frustration, and unfruitfulness. But God spoke these words to them as a reminder that it was time to move forward and enter the promised land. The same thing applies to us today. God often tells us to stop wandering, stop making excuses, break free from the rope of the past and start moving forward. He wants us to step into the fullness of who we were meant to be and to fulfill our purpose in life. Have you also been wandering and tired, laboring fruitlessly? Are you stuck in a cycle of frustration, delay, and unfruitfulness? It's time to stop. It's time to break free from the ropes that are holding you back and to move forward into the purpose that God has for your life. There are other examples in the Bible where God had to say, it's enough, to delay, struggle, fruitless labor, and so on. For example, in Exodus chapter 14 verse 15, God told Moses to stop crying out to him and to tell the Israelites to move forward. In John chapter 5 verse 6, Jesus asked a man who had been an invalid for 38 years if he wanted to be healed. The man responded by telling Jesus that he had no one to help him into the pool when the water was stirred up. But Jesus didn't need anyone else to help him. He simply told the man to get up, pick up his mat, and walk. We also need to get up and walk out of the circles we have been treading. Sometimes we get so comfortable in our current situation that we don't want to step out of our comfort zone. But growth and progress require us to take risks and step out in faith. God has amazing plans for our lives, but we must be willing to trust Him and follow His leading. Today, God wants you to move forward. He wants you to halt the circles. He wants to put an end to the circles of failure, circles of sickness, circles of disappointment, and every negative circles that you have become used to and that have worn you out. But how do you achieve that? It starts by turning to God and heeding His command even when it doesn't make sense. These practical steps will help you to halt the negative circles in your life. 1. Recognize the ropes that are holding you back or the mountains you have been circling, and take time to examine these areas of your life where you feel stuck and limited. Is it fear, doubt, past failures, or lack of resources? Identify these ropes, and make a plan to break free from them. 2. Ask God to reveal His plan for your life, spend time in prayer and study of His Word, and seek the advice of trusted friends and mentors. And finally, 3. Have faith in God. It's simple to become mired down in your own plans and forget that God has something far greater and better in store for you. But have faith in God that He will guide you in the correct direction and provide for your needs along the way. When times are bad, rely on Him, and don't forget to praise Him when you succeed. As you embark on a new path out of the circle of disappointment and frustration, remember these verses from Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is always doing a new thing in our lives, and He has a plan to lead us out of our wilderness and into a place of abundance and blessing. All we have to do is to trust in Him and take that first step forward. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 also encourages us to trust God. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." When we trust in God, He will guide us, make our ways straight, and let us out of the circles of frustration into a new path of purpose and fulfillment in life. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on the areas of your life where you feel stuck or limited. What ropes are holding you back? And what mountain are you circling in frustration? How can you break free from them? Remember that God has amazing plans for your life, but you have to be willing to trust Him and follow His leading. Today, take one small step towards breaking free from these circles and the ropes that are holding you back. It could be as simple as making a phone call, sending an email, forgiving and reconciling with someone that have hurt you, writing down your goals or making a new resolution. Whatever it is, take action and may the Lord guide you every step of the way as you do so. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for the message that we have received today. Thank You for reminding us that we have outgrown the ropes of our past, and that it's time for us to move forward into the future that You have for us out of the circles of frustration. We ask that You give us the strength and courage to break free from the things that are holding us back and to take action towards the goals and dreams that You have placed in our hearts. Help us this day to trust You every step of the way and to lean on You for guidance and support. We declare that we are blessed and have our liberty today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Kings chapter 6, chapter 7 and chapter 8. And for the evening, John chapter 4 verse 25 to 54. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.